Hi and welcome to episode 16 of Binweg Bouldern. My name is Juliane Fritz and today I want to talk about the Women's Bouldering Festival in Fontainebleau that I visited in September. I already uploaded some episodes about it, for example, an interview with a woman who organized the whole thing and who did a fantastic job. It is Sophia Reich. Today I want to give some details about the festival. I talked to some of the women who attended the festival and in the end I have this question. Why is there a need in the bouldering scene for female events? That's the plan. Let's start the episode. This year, the Forest in Fontainebleau saw its first ever Women's Bouldering Festival. The organizer Sophia told me in an interview that when she first came to Fontainebleau, she saw like 20-30 people and there were only two women apart from herself. And she wanted to change that and had this idea to start a festival. In September 2018, she gathered almost 100 women in the forest. She found some awesome Fontainebleau coaches, guides and speaker, and we spent a cool weekend together. So what happened exactly? There was a yoga workshop, a root setting workshop and a parkour workshop, so lots of stuff to learn. I did not do all of these, just the yoga. Just to find out that I still don't like yoga. I somehow wish me and yoga would become friends, but too many exercises just don't work for me and my back. But this was luckily not the most important part of it. In the forest of Fontainebleau, we started with a good warm-up and then we got some important facts about how to behave in Fontainebleau, and I want to share these. First, never climb when it's raining or when it's wet, because the sandstone is like a sponge and it will really move underneath your hands. That is true. I experienced that. Second, clean your shoes before you climb, because the dirt on your shoes will polish the sandstone and make it really glassy, and so future generations won't be able to climb it as good as you do. Third, clean your chalk marks. And the fourth thing is, I'm really sorry, but this is a thing that I've been doing wrong the whole week in Fontainebleau before the festival. Don't drag your bouldering crash pad over the floor from boulder to boulder. Take it off the ground, carry it to the next boulder, and then lay it down. This dragging around causes erosion on the sandy forest floor, and because the rocks are actually just made of sand too, this erosion of the floor will also influence the rocks and will slowly destroy them. I think this is very good to know. So after we were filled with all this good knowledge, we started climbing in small groups. And what I liked in the beginning was that we did some mental training on a lower rock to get to know the feeling, because I think this is one of the scariest things in Fontainebleau, the top outs. So it was really cool to start with this. And the Fontainebleau guides led us to certain problems that they thought were helpful for us to learn some good lessons about good foot placement or about the right way of heel hooking and so on. So this was really cool because like the foot technique is so important in Fontainebleau because you have most of the time really tiny footholds or the rock is polished, as I told you. And it is hard to find any good spot for your feet. So you must be precise. You must know that you really have to push your toes towards the stone in the right spot and then trust your feet. The more often you do it, the better it works. The woman that was guiding my group was Sandra Jonsson from Sweden. I later found out that she also climbed for Sweden this year at the Bouldering World Cup in Munich. So she's pretty good and she's pretty small. So just a perfect guide to show us you don't need to be tall to do all these cool moves here. And I will give you some advice to become better. So thank you, Sandra, for all your good words in Fontainebleau. At the end of a climbing day in the elephant area in Fontainebleau, I had a very cool personal success. I am really scared of some of the top outs in Fontainebleau. when there's barely something to hold at the top, and also when the boulder problems are higher than the stuff I am used to climb in the gym. And in the end, I managed to do a boulder that combined all of these things that I'm scared of. And it was really so much fun to work the problem out with all the other women, to see how they do it and to get an idea of what is possible. And the interesting thing is, the boulder really changed my fear of heights, so my personal fear limit moved upwards a little after this weekend. And then in the end of the day, there were some speeches and presentations, and I really am a fan of that. I really love to hear people talk about what they love about bouldering, hear about their passion. And one of the speeches was from a woman from the local forestry office. You can hear that speech on my podcast too. Then there was Alice Hafer, a bouldering woman that talked about her first multi-pitch climbing route that she did together with a female climbing partner. And one of their challenges was to really do it without men, to manage to do all the stuff on their own. And I also liked the presentation of Alexandra Taistra, a sport climber and climbing coach. And she talked a lot about the right training for climbing, how to start, how to move on without getting injured. And I just love input about this because I just want to stay in the sport, and because of that, I want to do everything I can do to help my body stay injury-free. Alexandra, for example, showed us how to hang ride. That is something I have learned this year too, that there's a wrong and a right way of hanging on holds. And I learned that I was doing it wrong for years. And this, unfortunately, can injure your shoulders and elbows. And if you want to know how to hang right, I will put a good video into the show notes that explains this to you. So these were some of the topics and activities at the festival. And of course, one of the best parts was getting to know female climbers from so many different countries. There were girls from England, Ireland, Sweden, Poland, the Netherlands, France, Germany, and so on. And it was so good to hear from them, hear how far developed the sport is where they come from, and to hear their stories. And one of the stories is the reason why I really want to remind myself to do more spotting, not only to protect the boulderer, but also to protect other people in the gym. One woman said that in her gym, a climber fell down and a child ran into him and got badly injured, and the kid now is paralyzed. This is so unbelievably sad. So another reason to spot a boulderer is so that everyone realizes, don't walk here, someone is bouldering up there. Yeah, these are some of the things I liked about the festival. And now let's see what the other women think. I recorded some of their opinions at the festival. Now have fun with that.
I'm Kat. I am from Germany, but I live in London. I really enjoyed the festival. It was my first time bouldering outside, so it was really great. Like, I felt really taken care of, and people were so really motivating, and it wasn't intimidating at all to get started. And it was like really great to start with really easy stuff and then kind of gradually get more and more confident. So I really, really enjoyed that.
Hi, I'm Sophie and I'm from Bristol. I've been bouldering for several years and it's been a dream to come to Font, and I just haven't found the opportunity, and just this women's festival popped up and I thought it'd be like perfect chance to just meet other amazing, awesome climbers, be part of an event.
Hey, I'm Kaya. I'm from Germany, Freiburg, and I really like the Women Bouldering Festival in Blau. It really inspired me for doing more in bouldering because I come from sports climbing and multi-pitching, and I got inspired by a lot of local strong women here that do really crazy moves and super interesting projects here.
I'm Jessica, I'm from France. I know it was my very first time in Fontainebleau, so of course I was surprised by the difficulty of the problems. Like, sometimes you really struggle really hard on something and it's a five.
Hi, my name's Emily. I'm from Bristol. It's my first time in Font, so that's been really exciting. And it's been a really nice kind of environment to be able to climb in Font for the first time with all these supportive people and getting some extra help when we needed it, and sort of getting inspired by other women.
What do you think about the fact that it was called a women's bouldering festival, not just in general a bouldering festival?
I think it's really great to have a women-specific climbing and bouldering events. And personally, I probably wouldn't have come if it was just a general climbing festival, bouldering festival, because I kind of expect it to be a lot of guys there to prove their strength and a lot of people who are just like AA climbers and just there to kind of compete with each other. And I'm not saying that women can't do that. And there's women here who are climbing like 8B and are amazing climbers. But I think it has more of a supportive atmosphere than a competitive atmosphere. And it's much more about collaboration than competition, which is really, really nice. I probably would be kind of too intimidated to go to a general bouldering festival.
My name is Magda. I come from Poland. It was so refreshing to climb with girls only, because usually when you go climbing with other people, they are mainly men. And this time everything was really prepared with girls in mind, so a problem were actually considered from a female perspective, and it created the atmosphere of a sisterhood.
There are so many spaces that are just dominated by men, be that kind of workspaces, just like sports in general, and climbing is like one of those spaces. And it's just so nice to have a space where you feel like you are part of it and you don't have to kind of fake anything or pretend to be someone else. You just kind of, you're the same as everyone else. I mean, okay, some of these women are insane climbers, but that's so great because you can, that's something to aspire to. But if it's somebody who's not like you, how can you imagine being like that? It's so hard to relate to that.
It's always good to just appreciate what women can do for who we are. Like, we climb in a completely different way, and it's nice to do that with other women, to support each other and really push and try different techniques, whereas I've been with guys climbing and their excuse is just try harder, which doesn't always work.
Usually when I'm climbing with my friends, they can do some high reaches, or sometimes, oh, a move is difficult, they just do a pull up and, oh, they're up there. I think when you're bouldering with women, the betas are pretty different, so it's more like technique.
In London, I sometimes climb with a group called London Ladies Climb, and when I first started climbing with them, I started getting a lot more confident. Like, I felt like I was like owning my climbing more and like finding my own style of climbing. So, and also I think it's just so helpful to climb with other women because they have similar body types and similar strengths, so it's really good to learn from someone how to move instead of a guy who might be really tall or have like lots of upper body strength. So it's like really good to learn, and also, you know, just to kind of, I find that sometimes with climbing with women, it's like more supportive, more encouraging, everyone just like cheers you on. So I that's kind of one of the reasons I wanted to come.
These were some of the cool women I met at the Women's Bouldering Festival. I thank you all so much for giving us your thoughts. And while I was listening and cutting this, so many things came to my mind about how I feel as a woman in the bouldering scene, how I felt at the beginning when I also thought I was too small or too weak. Just yesterday, I was in my gym and I climbed in the biggest roof we have there, and I looked around and I saw only men climbing in this roof. I mean, I now feel okay with that, but as a beginner in bouldering or as a woman, you would think in this situation, well, this is not my club. Or the training area in a gym. For a long time, I really felt not comfy to go there because I thought, this is only for the really hard climbers here. But I now really think that we must overcome this thought, encourage each other, and encourage more women to start bouldering to get some more of the female spirit in our scene. I think some men would be happy about that too, because, for example, one of my climbing buddies told me that he also thinks this competitiveness amongst men is really stupid. He explained a situation to me. When you climb with guys that climb harder than you and you manage to do one of their routes, they'd be saying that maybe this route isn't hard at all, and they start downgrading it. But the cool reaction would be to say, wow, that was awesome, man. Why is that so hard? So I think there are so many reasons why you would say bouldering is for tall people, and that might be tall men or tall women. I think we have to keep this in mind. This is not a man versus woman problem. And you could say bouldering is only for strong people, or the bouldering scene is so competitive because it is a male-dominated sport. You would find proof for all these things, or you try to see it another way. And I would like to start with saying that there's only one thing in bouldering that you can't change, and that is your height. If you are a small woman or a small man, you will stay small. But you are able to train your muscles. You are able to get more knowledge about climbing technique. And you will become more flexible, and your body will learn coordination moves. And you can change your mindset from, I can't do this because I'm weak, to, I am strong, and I will be able to improve and train, and then I will do this move. If not today, maybe tomorrow. Too often we limit ourselves with our thoughts, and it's not like these limits are really there, we just believe they are. And I do know this because I'm also kind of an expert in this. I am also good at thinking that I'm not very good at this or that, and all the people around me can tell me that I'm wrong, but I don't see it. And really, girls, bouldering is a perfect way of proving yourself that you are strong and that you can change things you want to change. And there might be this one person who says one mean thing to you or would comment your climbing, and this really gets you down. But then, truly, this is just a dumb thing to say from this person. You can't expect any person to be cool in the scene, and you just have to deny that this affects in any way how you are feeling. This will not let you down. Be kind to yourself. Don't repeat negative, wrong thoughts about yourself being weak. Seriously, you are in this sport. You are ambitious. You have already climbed lots of cool stuff. Look at that. Be proud. Go on learning. Go on training. And in my opinion, you should do that for you, not for someone else. And about competitiveness and competitions. I also am not too much the competitive person, and that is why I believed very long that I would not go to a bouldering competition. And you know what? I then tried it, and it was so cool. I will tell you about my first competition and why I think that you as a woman should try competition too, if you haven't done it until now. The first reason is, I want to see the day when the female starting list in a competition is as long as the male starting list. That would be awesome. The second reason is, I had doubts about comps. I thought this competitiveness thing is not mine. But I went to my first comp and it was one of the coolest days ever. I went there alone. I did not do super well, but I never climbed so many hours in a row without realizing that my skin is gone. And the women I met at the comp were amazing. I just realized this while I was preparing this episode that I only remember the women on that day that I worked together with on the boulder problems. They were so helpful. It was no ego comp style. It was, hey, I also struggled with this. Can I help you? One of my best female bouldering friends, I got to know her at this competition. She caught me at a boulder that really scared me and she said, I did that too. Can I help you? And she really talked me up that boulder, and I just believed her words. And the reason is somehow the same that a lot of the girls at the festival mentioned. If a man had told me, do this, do that, it would not have encouraged me as much at that time, because I would have thought, your beta does not work for me. But she was so helpful for me. Because she climbed at my level, she was about my height, and so I thought, if she can do it, I can do it. And I think if more women dared to go to a comp, the whole thing would be so much more fun. So just let's go there and do it our way. So I see there's a truth in this male and female way of climbing things, but it is certainly not a rule. I climb with men, they are motivating for me too. And comparing men and women, I have to go back to when I started bouldering. There was this really tiny gym in the city I once lived in Weimar. And I don't know if the gym owner, Frank, realizes how much he encouraged me and influenced me. But he was the first man who told me, yes, there are things that men are sometimes better at, thanks to their strength and height, but it can be pretty useful to be small in climbing too. And some women are just more flexible than men. And after that, I saw what he meant. For example, I have always been quite good at weird sit starts that some of the guys I climbed with were barely able to do. And then in that gym came the day when I thought about becoming stronger. And I tried to do a pull-up. And it did not work. Not at all. And Frank came to me and told me, he knows a lot of women that have been bouldering for a long time, but very few of them are able to do a pull-up. The reason is, men have better developed muscles in their upper body, have strong arms, strong shoulders, and women somehow grow up by not using these parts too much. And I thought, I don't care. Why should I not be able to lift up my own body weight? And so he showed me how to start training pull-ups. And the first thing was, start with pull-downs. So get onto that pull-up bar with your arms bent and then slowly get down. But the funny thing was, the pull-up bar in Frank's gym was not made for small people. I could barely reach it with my hands, and like this it was not possible for me to get into the right position for the pull-down training. So what did Frank do? He built some little wooden stairs. So every time I got there, I took these stairs, got up to the pull-up bar and trained. And I don't remember how many weeks it took, but I really managed to do it. When I did my first pull-up, it was just awesome. And really, Frank motivated me so much in the way he gave me advice without making me feel weak. And for me, the story with the pull-up bar is so symbolic for this whole man-women issue in the scene. And it stands for what a lot of women also said at the festival. This scene was built mainly by tall, strong men to fit their needs. But it doesn't have to stay like this. We can change it. And so I must say, I am really happy to have met so many cool bouldering men, guys like Frank. And still, I'm also fighting this thought that it is so unfair when, like, my boyfriend just reaches up to the next hold and I can't. But of course, then sometimes I manage to find my own beta and I still am able to climb that thing. And that is so cool. And of course, if you are new in the sport, it will be hard for you to find the alternative beta because you don't have so much experience. And then there are two things you can do. Ask other people or other women for help, or watch other women climb. That can be in your gym, or go to YouTube and watch some bouldering competitions. When I started watching competitions, I realized how focused I am on women, because I also did not have too many female bouldering friends. And then I just realized how much I need to see how they do it, because it really helps. And if you don't have a role model around you, then take a Shauna Coxie, or a Stasha Gayo, or Akio, or Mio, or look at the national or local comps that are around you. It is so much fun, and you will learn so much about movement. And another idea is, maybe you just build up a female bouldering group in your town, and you will find your ways to climb, train together, and become stronger. And then in the end, you go to a competition and have some fun. So to all the women in the scene, believe in your power, go outdoor bouldering, find women to climb with, look out for role models, and if this really is your thing, then train and become stronger, because strength is not for men only. And please grab a friend of yours and take her to the crack or to the gym and show her how much fun bouldering is, because we still need more women in the scene. Because then the whole sport will be more welcoming to women. And the first time a woman comes to a crack or to the gym, she won't feel like she does not belong there. She won't feel like this is a private club for strong, tall men. And for that goal, yes, we need some more women's bouldering events to encourage each other and to learn from each other. This was it for today. I hope this was interesting and also some encouragement for some of my female listeners. If you like this episode, leave a comment, share the episode, write a rating on iTunes, and follow me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. And if you want to add anything about this male-female topic in bouldering, just write a comment. And for my German listeners, I have just opened a Facebook group where you can share topics and opinions. So if you like, just join the group, Bin weg Bouldern. And you can listen to my podcast also on YouTube. So if you are more a YouTube user, just go there and subscribe. And also visit my website www.binwegbouldern.de. There will be some pictures from the festival online. That's it. Until next time. Juliane mein Name und ich bin weg Bouldern.